Hello, George Summers here with another Audio Boo. Today I thought I'd share my experiences and impressions of using the TweetDeck Twitter client for the desktop. I have three accounts on Twitter that serve different purposes. Twitter.com/BigDogDaddy is my main account for general news, tech news, and tweeting with friends. I also have at Mr. Summers at OLM for promoting the Catholic school where I teach, spreading news about education, and sharing the good news of Christ. Also, my third account is at TweetNub, is for sharing news, information, and tips about Twitter for those who are new to Twitter. So if you're interested in any of those areas, please follow me. So first of all, I'd like to share some of the things I like about TweetDeck. First, there are TweetDeck uses columns for your messages and your feeds. You can have saved searches in groups. I like that a lot. It's good for filtering feeds and for managing multiple accounts. With a simple click of a mouse, for example, you can post to any or all of your Twitter accounts and even Facebook all at once. When a tweet comes in and one feed that I feel should be shared with my followers on other accounts, I simply retweet to whatever accounts apply that I think would be interested in that content. So that's a very useful feature, and I use that a lot. TweetDeck also has server syncing to assist with using TweetDeck with multiple computers so that you can get your saved searches and groups easily across the different machines that you use. A few things I didn't really care for. While this version, there is a version of TweetDeck for the iPhone, my experience has been full of stability issues. At least for my first generation iPhone, even limiting oneself to four columns results in repeated crashes, making the app pretty much useless. Also, I haven't figured out how to view my followers so I can follow them back if I choose to. If there's a way that I haven't figured out, let me know. If any of my listeners know, I'd appreciate you letting me know at twitter.com/BigDogDaddy. I'd appreciate that. There is a bit of a learning curve with TweetDeck, and I don't really recommend it for new users as such. But it's great for anyone who wants to manage multiple accounts and wants to take advantage of groups, save searches, and syncing your preferences to a server for a unified experience. Okay, so that's it for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll boo you later. This is George Summers.